From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 30th, 2017.
Bruce Sullivan, I'm with Doug from the 48th District. Ken Palm, 36th District. Tommy Wright, 61st.
James Edmund, 60th.
Jackson Miller, 15th District.
As of late January, these five men and 135 other members of the Virginia General Assembly were collectively considering over 2,000 bills in the Assembly's 2017 session. About 160 of those bills concern water resources, either directly or indirectly through energy, transportation, or other land uses. This week is Virginia Water Radio's annual episode giving you a chance to imagine being an Assembly member and to consider how you'd vote on four water-related bills. I'll give you brief descriptions of the bills, followed by a couple of seconds to decide if you would vote for or against the idea. Then I'll use these two sounds to indicate the bill's status as of January 27th. The bell means the bill was still alive. The buzzer means it had already essentially failed. Ready? Number one, Senate Bill 1349 would create a new cabinet secretary for coastal protection and flooding adaptation. The bill had passed two Senate committees. Number two, House Bill 1859 would direct the Department of Environmental Quality to publish an inventory of sites that contain hazardous substances, but that are not listed on the Federal National Priorities List, also known as the Superfund List. The bill was still alive in a House committee, but a subcommittee had recommended against it. Number three, House Bill 1679 would authorize the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy to require certain information about chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, otherwise known as fracking, and to disclose such information to state or local officials assisting the department in emergency response. The bill was still alive in a House committee. And number four, House Joint Resolution 677 would request the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries to study the current and potential impacts on Virginia waters of two invasive non-native species, zebra mussels and quagga mussels. The bill failed in committee. Obviously, this short game can't capture the scope of the General Assembly's potential impact on a subject as complicated and important as water. Any bill involves more information and details than you heard here. The General Assembly's website, virginiagenerassembly.gov, has tools to help you get the details and to express opinions to Assembly members. But don't wait too long. The 2017 session is scheduled to adjourn on February 25th. Thanks to SoundBible.com for making the ticking clock sound available for public use. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.